announcements other than the usual welcome to all.
除了我们每一天给大家的每一次给大家的欢迎啊，我们没有别的特别的通知了。
This group, as you know, is always coming and going, so we're always happy when people come, and we're always sad when people go.
所以我们这个查经的小组呢，总是有新人哈，人人来来往往。我们来的人呢，我们就很高兴；离开我们当中呢，我们就怀念他们。
We did have a visit earlier during the lunch hour with a man who used to come to this chapel many years ago in the 1960s.
那今天早晨呢，有一位弟兄走进来哈，那。他好久没有来我们这了。他是在1960年代在我们这聚会的一位老弟兄。
He reminded me that he used to teach Sunday school here in this basement when he was 17 years old.
所以他17岁的时候呢，就在我们现在坐的这个地下室里，他在教主日学，儿童主日学。
So he's just in town for a couple of days. He's not very well. He's got, I believe, a blood disease.And he's here trying to get some extra help. So I'm just going to pray for him. When we pray, we can mention him for prayer.
那我们提到他是因为呢，他现在不住在这个地方，但是他回到温哥华是要为他的身体哈，他可能有比较重的疾病。那我们一会儿祷告的时候会提及纪念他，一位很忠实的神的弟兄和仆人。
And another one of our long time ago members is sick. She's a member. She was a member here at 16th many years ago, long time ago.
就另外一个姊妹啊，她也是跟我们一起很久很久以前的聚会的一个姊妹，她也病了。
She's the only one who has been in fellowship here in this chapel ever since it opened.Over 70 years ago.
她是现在还活着的姊妹里面的唯一剩下的一个，就是从这个建筑、这个教会开始有，她就在这里，直到现在还活着的，就她一个。
So we're going to pray for her as well. She is Elsie Budd, and the other one is Bruce Aiken.
那她呢就是 Elsie Budd 姊妹啊，她是我们这边最老的一个姊妹。然后另外刚才我们提到那个弟兄叫 Bruce 弟兄。
Very good. So let's pray, then we'll study.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that you're a good and loving Father.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为您是一位好、蛮有爱的父。
And Lord, two of your servants are sick, and we just pray for them especially today.
主啊，两位您的仆人今天生病了，父啊，我们特别的为他们祈求。
We thank you, Lord, for them. They've served the Lord with zeal and with wisdom for many years, but their bodies are weak.
主啊，我们要为他们献上感恩，因为他们服侍神如此多的年份里，在他们的热情和智慧中服侍神，但是他们的身体现在很虚弱。
So we pray, Lord, that you will comfort them and encourage them and raise them up to the standard of health that you would have for them, we pray.
主啊，求您安慰他们，鼓励他们，也按您的意思，把他们的身体恢复到合您心意的程度。
And now, Lord, we're going to turn to the Bible to study the truth of God.
今天我们翻开圣经来学习神的真理。
And we pray that you will teach us as we study.
求您带领我们，当我们学习的时候。
Lord, there's many people here, each one with different needs. We pray that you will suit a message for each and every one today.
主啊，今天我们在座的每一个有自己不同的需要，求您带领我们，调整我们的心，让我们得着那合适的信息。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. All right. Well, last week,we were studying in Romans chapter 10.
上一周我们学了罗马书的十章。
And in Romans chapter 10, we're told about the plan of God for salvation. for people.
上一周我们讲到了就是神的计划啊，为了人的救恩。
Verse 10 contains the phrase, anyone who trusts in Jesus will never be put to shame.
第十节，十章十节就说呢，一切信靠耶稣的必不至羞愧。
So our great privilege is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He will bless us, He will save us if we do.
所以我们的信息就是信靠耶稣基督啊，他就会祝福我们，救我们。
And then the logic goes on that people will only be saved if they hear the message.
所以这样的逻辑就是人一定听见了信息才可能得救。
You can't believe what you had never heard.
所以你没有听见呢，你肯定不能信。
You can't hear unless somebody speaks to you or unless you've got something you can read.
所以除非呢，有人跟你说，你能读到、听到，你也没有办法，否则没有办法接触。
And the logic of that then is that people go around the world with the message from the Bible.
然后紧跟着呢，会有人神差着他。在全地来传讲神的信息。
And we all come here together in order to learn the truth of God.
比方说我们今天就是在一起来学习神的真理。
But now the apostle wrestles with a problem, and that problem is that not everybody who hears believes.
现在呢，那使徒保罗就开始讲一个很困扰的问题，就是不是每一个听见的都信了。
And in particular, Israel, the nation of Israel, was a nation of people who had heard and heard and heard again, and yet they did not believe.
比方说呢，犹太人啊，以色列人呢，他们就是听见了，而且反复听见了，但就是不信。
And so, Paul asked the question that many people even today ask, and that is,Why don't they believe?
所以保罗也问了这个问题，那很多今天的人也会问这个问题，为什么他们不信呢？
So we're going to see if we can read the answer. We will read together verses 19 through 21, probably in Chinese first and then in English.
所以我们会读19到21节啊，我们先用中文一节一节读，然后我们再读英文。我再说，以色列人不知道吗？先有摩西说，我要用那不成子民的惹动你们的愤恨，我要用那无知的民触动你们的怒气。
又有以赛亚放胆说，没有寻找我的，我叫他们遇见；没有访问我的，我向他们显现。
至于以色列人，他说，我整天伸手招呼那背逆顶嘴的百姓。
All right, together. Again, I ask, did Israel not understand?First, Moses says, I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation that has no understanding. And Isaiah boldly says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me.But concerning Israel, he said, All day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. All right, so the message went out. The message went out all around the world. It went out especially to the people of Israel, but it went out everywhere else as well.
所以这个信息出去了。传讲出去，特别的传讲给了犹太人。
And the amazing thing was that many of the people who were not from Israel believed, and many people who were from Israel did not believe.
但却发生了一个很有意思的事，那不是犹太人的呢，却相反很多人信了。那犹太人自己呢，相反很多人不信。
And the result was that many of the Jewish or Israeli people became envious of the people who did believe.
所以现在呢，那犹太人呢就开始 嫉妒那一些能信的人哈。
And verse 19 also says that they became angry by people who didn't understand.
所以他开始对那些无知的民啊，要触动他们的怒气。
So, sometimes good things are offered to people, and the people they're offered to don't get them. So somebody else gets them, and the people who had the original offer get angry. They get envious.
所以这就会一个很简单的例子呢，比方说有一样好东西给到一个人，那他不要了，最后呢，别人有了。有了以后呢，这样好东西的，在好处显出来以后呢，本来可以有的这个人呢，就会变得很嫉妒、很生气。
So the apostle basically is saying the Jewish people should have believed, they could have believed, but they decided not to believe. They just got angry instead.
所以使徒在这里说呢，他说本来犹太人应该信的，也可以信的，但他们没有信，所以。他们就很愤恨他。
And furthermore, Isaiah verse 20 says that God was found by people who weren't really seeking Him. They just heard it and they said, "This is wonderful," and they believed. But the people to whom the message was originally sent, who heard it many times, didn't believe.
二十节又重复了。用以赛亚书的经文重复了这个道理，就那些没有寻找他的呢，就是那些外邦人呢，神却显现了，但是那些本来应该可以有的呢，却不要。
So the question is then, why didn't the Jewish people believe?
那现在的问题就是为什么犹太人他不信呢？
And verse 21 says, because they were disobedient and they were obstinate.
那二十一节就讲了，因为他们是一些悖逆和顶嘴的百姓。
Okay, disobedient. They heard the message, but they did not want to obey God.
所以悖逆呢，就是他们听见了信息，就是不想顺从。
And consequently, they didn't believe.
所以结果呢，就是他不会信了。
They were obstinate, or they were people who had all kinds of arguments.
所以顶嘴就是呢，就是总是话很多，总是要跟你争论的。
Instead of just believing it, they started analyzing it and arguing against it.
所以相反，他不是就简单的顺从神的话，他总是要用他的逻辑来跟你争啊，要跟你辩。
And you know, there are people like that today.
今天也有很多这样的人。
In our neighborhood, here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, who are the people who mostly are believing the message? Who are the people who believe in our day around us?
比方说在我们这个周围的邻居的这个范围内啊，谁是最容易信的那群人呢？
Mostly people who hadn't heard the message before.
就是那些没有听过这个福音的人，他们容易信。
I ask my friends, you're my friends, I ask you, when did you first hear the message?
我就问我的朋友啊，你第一次听见这个福音信息是什么时候？
And they say, well, when I got to Canada, I didn't know this, I didn't understand before I got here.
他说我来加拿大之前，我也不知道这个福音，我也不理解。
And then there's all kinds of people around here who were born in Vancouver like me and Norma, and our forebears were born here, and we heard the message and heard the message and heard the message, and we said no, but you who are new, you said yes.
所以你会看见呢，还有一群人，就是比方像我和 Norma 这样，从小就在这生，就在这长的，一代代就在这里的人呢，我们就生在福音的信息里，我们听见了。但是我们就说不，我们不要，有很大一群这样的人。但是那些外来的，他们没有听过，他们听见就信了，这就跟当时，保罗时代的情况是一样的。
And so you ask, and I often ask, why aren't the second, third, and fourth generation Canadians all flocking to hear the Bible?
为什么第二、第三、第四代的， 加拿大人会来听福音呢？
And the last line of the chapter says, because they're a disobedient and an obstinate people.
会不来听福音啊，是因为他们都是悖逆顶嘴的百姓。
Why don't they believe it? They don't want to obey the truth of God.
那为什么他不信呢？是因为他们不愿意顺从神的真理。
Why don't they believe it? Because they keep on making arguments against it.
因为他们总是跟神在真理上顶嘴。
I used to think that their arguments probably made sense, but they don't. They're just, they don't want to obey, so they argue.
所以他们并不是因为他真的想去找一些有逻辑的话，其实他就是不要，所以他要来争。
So our responsibility is to tell them.
所以我们的责任是告诉他们。
But we're not terribly surprised when they don't listen because the Jewish people didn't listen when Jesus and Paul and others came to them way back 2,000 years ago.
所以当今天我们碰到不愿意听的呢，我们也不用太意外，因为在2000年前耶稣、保罗、其他的使徒们他们讲的时候也很多犹太人不听的。
So the summary is that the Jewish people said no and the Gentile people said yes.
所以现在的你会看见场景是犹太人说不，外邦人说我要。
All right, so the next question then, verse 1 of chapter 11 is, did God reject his people?
所以十一章一节，下一个问题是，神有没有弃绝他的百姓呢？
Many in Israel said no.
很多的以色列人说没有。
Many of the Jewish people said, sorry, of the Gentile people said yes. So the question is, has God finished with his message to the Jews? And has he now said only, I'm going to accept the Gentile people?
哦，对，刚才他说的意思就是很多犹太人拒绝了，但很多外邦人接受了。所以现在的问题是不是神已经结束了他对犹太人的信息，弃绝了这一批的子民呢？
And Paul said no.
保罗的回答是没有。
And his argument is, I am an Israelite myself, a descendant of Abraham from the tribe of Benjamin.
所以他的逻辑是呢，他自己就是犹太人啊，他是亚伯拉罕的后裔，便雅悯支派的。
So Paul is saying, if the Lord rejected Israel, he probably would have rejected me, and because I'm still here, he hasn't rejected Israel.
所以保罗在这里想说的就是，如果神已经弃绝了犹太人呢，那应该弃绝了我了，因为我也是正宗的犹太人，但是我是得救的。
Now there are many people in the world today, many people who call themselves Christians in the world today, who will say God has rejected Israel.
所以今天地上好些自称为基督徒的人呢，他们会得出这样的一个结论，说神已经弃绝了犹太人。
But you see, God made promises to Israel. He said, I'm going to keep those promises.
所以神给出去的应许给到犹太人，他是不会食言的。
All right. And so verse 2 says, God did not reject his people whom he foreknew. Don't you know what scripture says in the passage about Elijah, how he appealed to God against Israel?
十一章二节，神并没有弃绝他预先所知道的百姓。你们岂不晓得经上论到以利亚是怎么说的呢？他在神面前怎样控告以色列人说
？So he's saying, no, God has not rejected Israel. God still got a plan for Israel, but his major plan is working with Gentile people.
所以神没有弃绝犹太人虽然他在这个时间里面主要的计划是在外邦人身上实现的。
And then he tells the story of Elijah.
接着他就讲了一个以利亚的故事。
And Elijah was a prophet of God in the land of Israel when the people of Israel turned away from God way back 700 years before the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以以利亚呢，差不多是700年前啊，耶稣来之前，那当时犹太人里面的一个先知。那当时犹太人的情况就是整个国度啊都转离了神去拜偶像， 所以以利亚是那个背景下来的一个先知。
And so Elijah said to God one day, he said, God, I'm all alone. Nobody else is following you.
所以以利亚就跟神说，我就我一个人啊，再没有人跟从我了。
All right, and so the answer of the Lord was verse 3.
然后主的回答就是第三节。
Elijah said, Lord, they have killed your prophets, torn down your altars, I am the only one left, and they're trying to kill me.
这是以利亚的控告，说的是第三节。主啊，他们杀了你的先知，拆了你的祭坛，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。
Verse 4 says, And what was God's answer to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
神的回话是什么呢？是第四节。他说呢，我为自己留下了7,000人是未曾向巴利屈膝的。
That was pretty bad number, actually.
这个数字也不是特别高。
There was probably well over 1,000,000, maybe several million people in Israel at that time.
那个时候犹太人呢，至少有100万啊，应该有几百万的犹太人。
And only 7,000 who were really following the Lord.
几百万犹太人里面只有7,000人真的跟随神，这个数字真的不怎么样。
So some people say, you know, the majority must be right.
所以很多人会告诉你呢，多数人的意见总是对的。
But in God's world, the majority is almost always wrong.
但是恰恰相反，在圣经里告诉我们呢，多数人的意见基本上都是错的。
Which means that the Christian is often alone.
这就意味着呢，基督徒大部分时候是很孤单的。
So when we were little children, our mother especially used to teach us.And she would say to us, Harold, when you get older, you are going to be alone.
所以我在小孩子的时候，我妈妈经常这么教导我。她说 ，Harold， 你长大了以后，你会越来越孤单的。
I'm very happy that we're not alone. There's quite a few of us in this room.
所以我很高兴，我们现在没有很孤单，因为我们这个房子里人很多。
Okay, but if you were to go out into the city, you might find you're alone.
但如果你离开这里呢，你去到城市里。你会发现其实跟你一样的人很少。
When I was in school, I was often the only boy in the class who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我在学校的时候呢，我发现我总是一个班里呢，唯一那个信耶稣基督的那一个孩子。
When I was at work, I was sometimes the only one in the company who believed in God.
然后我工作了呢，我又发现我在的公司里可能唯一一个信靠耶稣基督的那一个员工。
Okay, so just because there's a few of us, does that mean that God has rejected us?
所以，只是这么少的人，就意味着神就拒绝了，弃绝了我们吗？
No, He loves us very, very much. He wants to be with us. He wants to encourage us.
不是的，他非常爱我们，他要与我们同在，要鼓励我们。
So God does not always respond.Positively to a majority vote.
所以神不是什么时候总是很正面的回应那些多数人投票投出来的东西。
That also, by the way, says that democracy will often lead in the wrong direction. The people will not always vote for what is right because the majority is often contrary to God.
所以这就意味着呢，其实所谓的民主呢，不一定是对的。所以选出来的呢，往往不一定是那对的人哈、啊，就是不一定就是合神心意的人。
All right, so verse 5 says, So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace.
所以第五节，如今也是这样，照着拣选的恩典，还有所留的余数。
All right, a remnant means just a small group of people in a large group of people.
余数就意味着呢，在一个大群的人群里面呢，剩下的那一小群。
And the Bible says that these people are chosen by God. They are chosen by grace.
所以圣经说呢，这些是余数呢，是神选的， 是借着神的恩典选的。
They're not chosen because they were good people.
所以他们被拣选不是因为他们是好人。
They weren't chosen because they were smart people.
也不是因为他们是聪明人。
They weren't chosen because they did all kinds of things or paid all kinds of money.
也不是因为他们付了很多钱，做了很多事。
They were chosen by grace.
他们是借着神的恩典被选的。
Okay, and so each one of these people who were chosen went to God this way.
所以每一个被选的人呢，他是这么来到神的面前的。
They said, God, I'm just a sinner.
他们怎么来呢？他说，神呐，我就是个罪人。
And I don't deserve any of your blessings.
然后呢，我真的不配得任何你的祝福。
But you have promised to receive people who come to you and ask for forgiveness.
但是呢，你的应许是你要赦免一切来到你面前请求你赦免的人。
And you have promised that you will give us your blessing, not because we deserve it. You will give it to us because you are a gracious God.
而且你的应许是你要把你的祝福给我们，不是因为我们是有多好，而是因为你是一位有恩典的神。
So there are many Christians around this table today.
今天呢，我们在座的有很多基督徒。
Are we Christians because we're better people than the other people?
我们成为基督徒是因为我们比别人更好一些吗？
No.
不是的。
We may very well be Christians because we acknowledge that we're worse than most other people.
常常相反的情况是我们承认我们可能比别人是更糟糕一点的。
We're here because Jesus died and he says that if you believe me, I will give you eternal life.
我们成为基督徒是因为我们相信耶稣基督，他死了，他就给了我们永恒的生命，为我们的罪赎上付了赎价。
And so we said, Lord, it's true. I choose to believe you. I believe that you will give me life. I choose Jesus.
所以我们说，主啊，我相信你会给我生命，我选择相信耶稣。
All right, verse 5 says.
第五节。
Verse 6 rather.
第六节。
If by grace, then it is no longer by works. If it were grace, sorry, if it were, grace would no longer be grace.
第六节说呢，既是出于恩典，就不在乎行为了，不然恩典就不是恩典。
Okay, so who gets the blessing of God?
谁得着神的祝福呢？
The Jew said, I should get the blessing of God because you see, I'm a Jew and I'm better than you. And because I'm better than you and I work harder and I do this and I do that, I should get the blessing of God.
所以犹太人的逻辑是呢，你看我是犹太人，所以我更配得神的祝福，因为呢，我是犹太人，你不是，然后我能做这些这些的好事，你做不了，所以我是可以值得得着神的祝福的那群人。
And so the Jew says, I deserve the blessing of God because I work more than other people.
所以犹太人的逻辑就是我配得神更多的恩典是因为我比别人做的好事多。
And the Gentile says, I don't have all the history of the Jew. I didn't work like the Jew. I didn't understand like the Jew. I believe.That Jesus died for me, and that His grace will give me eternal life.
所以外邦人说呢，那我也不会像犹太人那么有神的历史啊，那也不是有这么多的事情他做过，但是呢，我就是相信，我相信耶稣基督，我相信他为我付上的赎价，所以我就得救了。
All right. So when I was younger, I used to think that verse 6 was kind of a silly verse.
我在年轻的时候啊，我不太理解这个十一章的六节，我觉得这个不太通。
It says, "And if by grace, then it's no longer works."
他说，出于恩典呢，就不是不在乎行为。
And if it were, grace would no longer be grace.
不然呢，恩典就不是恩典了。
And I say, well, what, why would you make a big deal of grace and works? Obviously, grace is one thing and works is another. Why emphasize it?
所以我就很纳闷，我说为什么要把这两个强烈的对比起来呢？恩典就是恩典，行为就是行为嘛，为什么要把这两个放在一个经文里把它对立起来？
And the answer is because this is one of the biggest stumbling blocks to our understanding of God and to our blessing from God.
但事实上这是特别重要的，因为这是我们去理解神的祝福，理解神的道哈，一个最大的拦阻。
Most people say, I really am better than the other person, and therefore I deserve more from God.
所以我们大部分人的思维方式呢，就是我真的比其他人要好一点，所以我应该配得从神那里更多的祝福。
And the answer from God is no.We are all sinners, and we all deserve punishment. We don't deserve the blessing of God.
那恰恰相反，神的回答呢是不，我们都是罪人，我们本配得的是神的惩罚和审判。
All right, read verse 32 of chapter 11 again.
那我们来看一下三十二节哈，十一章的。
For God has bound all men over to disobedience or unbelief, so that He may have mercy on all.
因为神呢，将众人都圈在不顺服之中，特意要连续众人。
How many of us are good enough to get into heaven?
我们有多少人能够足够好去天堂呢？
None of us.
没有一个人可以。
We are all disobedient.
我们都是悖逆的。
And we all have failed to believe God as we ought to.
我们都没有顺服神，听从神啊，本来按我们应该有的方式。
But God is willing to let us into heaven only because He is merciful.
神之所以许可我们去天堂，只是一个原因，他是有怜悯的神。
Okay, He will grant us mercy.Because He is gracious, and the only way we get anything from God is because we don't deserve it. Jesus died for us. God will be merciful and give it to us.
所以我们唯一能够到天堂去的方式，就是因为我本不配得，但是耶稣为我死了，所以我就得着了。
And the Jews said, "Yes, but I'm still better than you are."
但犹太人会听完以后说的，你说的对，但我还是比你好一点。
Okay.And he may be smarter.
也许他是更聪明一点。
He may be richer.
他也许更有钱一点。
In many respects, he may work harder.
在很多方面呢，他的确可能工作更努力一些。
But we've learned earlier in the book of Romans, we've all come short of the glory of God.
但是我们从罗马书一开始就知道，我们都亏缺了神的荣耀，因为都是罪人。
So they tell the story about the.People from Vancouver who went down to English Bay for a swim.
所以就像我们讲过这样的故事啊，假设有个人去温哥华到那个英吉利海峡，我们去游泳。
And all we had to do was swim from English Bay to Hawaii.
然后我们的目标呢，就是从这里游到夏威夷。
How many of us are going to get there?
我们有多少人能游到夏威夷呢？
Okay, you may be a far better swimmer than me.
也许你真的比我游得好得多得多。
But long before even you get to Hawaii, you're going to be going down.
在你游到夏威夷之前呢，你应该已经沉下去了。
Okay, and the Gentiles, they said, we're not good swimmers at all.
所以在这时候的
话。So they knew that they wouldn't make it from English Bay to Spanish Banks.
所以。这时候的外邦人呢就很清楚知道，哎，我们不可能游到夏威夷，我最多穿过英吉利海峡游到这个对岸去啊。
And the Jewish people might have said, "We're really good swimmers. We can make it all the way to Bone Island."
然后呢，犹太人说呢，哎，我们是特别好的游泳运动员，所以我能游到波温岛上。
But nobody's going to make it to Hawaii.
但是没有人能够游到夏威夷。
Now that's a big issue with the Jew. That's a big issue with you and me.
所以这个对犹太人是个很大的事啊，对于我们也是个很重要的道理。
And it's easy for you and me to say I'm just a little bit better than you are.
因为我们特别容易的一个判断就是，哎呀，我比你们都要好一些。
So when I was a little boy, Sometimes my teacher would tell me, my Bible teacher would say to me, "Now you boys are all bad boys."
所以我小时候的时候，我的主日学老师经常会跟我们说，你们这些男孩子啊，都是很坏的男孩子。
And on one particular occasion, I went home. And I said to my mother, "I don't want to go to that Bible study anymore."
然后呢，终于有一天呢，我回去跟我妈说，我不想再去上这个主日学了。
And my mother said, "Now, Harold, why is that?"
然后我妈妈问我，你为什么不要去了？
And I said, "Because she said we're bad boys, and I'm not a bad boy, mother."
然后原因就是我老师总说我们是坏孩子，但我不是坏孩子。
And my mother said to her, "Well, Harold, sometimes you are a good boy." And my mother used to like to encourage me with the words, "You're a good boy, Harold. That's a good boy."
因为我妈经常会鼓励我说 ，Harold， 你是个好孩子，好孩子。
I don't know what she said to Norma, but probably.
我不知道她跟 Norma 是怎么说的，反正对我是这么说的。
But then my mother said to me, "Harold, are you as good as the Lord Jesus?"
然后我妈妈就接着说呢 ，Harold， 那你想想，你是跟主一样好吗？
Oh, I said, "Oh, mother, I'm not that good."
我就说，哎呀妈，那我肯定没有那么好了。
And then she said, "Now, Harold, that's why you need the Lord Jesus to be your savior, because you're not as good as he is, Harold."
所以她说呢，那你就需要耶稣基督成为你的救主，因为你根本不如他好。
Now the Jew had a hard time with that.
然后你是不是觉得这个不可接受呢？
And for him to become a Christian, the Jew had to humble himself.
所以犹太人在接受基督前啊，他需要谦卑。
And he had to say, "I don't deserve to go to heaven any more than that bad Gentile over there."
他需要做的一个判断就是，哦，我真的不配去天堂啊，也不比那我眼里坏的外邦人更配一点，没有这样的。
All right. So, verse 7.
第七节。
What then? What Israel sought so earnestly, it did not obtain, but the elect did. The others were hardened.
十一章七节，这是怎么样呢？以色列人所求的，他们没有得着，唯有蒙拣选的人得着了，其余的就成了顽梗不化的。
Okay, so verse 7 again. What Israel sought so earnestly, what is it they were seeking?They were seeking approval from God.
他们在寻求什么呢？他们在寻求神的同意哈。
But they didn't obtain it.
但他们没得着。
But the elect did.
但是选民得着了，蒙拣选的得着了。
So here are these Jews, and they're all saying, or not all, but many of them are saying, "I'm going to earn my way to heaven. I'm going to prove to God that I am really good."
所以这边呢是犹太人，他们都在说呢，哎呀，我要证明给神看，我是配得进天堂的，我是好的那群。
And the blessing of God they did not get.
但是呢，神的祝福恰恰相反，没有给他们。
But there's another group called the elect.
那另外还有一群呢，被称为选民。
And they did get it.
他们真的得着了。
Okay.
就是神拣选的。
So the word elect is a difficult word for us to understand.
那这个选民这个词呢，对我们来说比较难理解。
In this context, the word elect means those who will be accepted by God.
所以这里的上下文是在说呢，这群人是被神所接纳的。
Who are those who are accepted by God?
谁是那群被神接纳的人呢？
Those who believe.
就是那些信他的人。
Those who are prepared to receive the grace of God.
那些愿意接受、预备接受神恩典的人。
They are the ones who are elect. God says, "You can come to me if you believe in Jesus."
所以这就是那群的选民了，因为神说呢，凡信靠他的都可以来，他一切愿意信靠基督的都是他的选民。
Okay, so let's assume they're all lined up here.On a big long line of people.
啊，我们看啊，假设这里有一长条的人在排队。
And God says, "All right, would you like the blessing of God?"
那神说呢，好，你们想不想要神的祝福呢
？And the Jew says, "Yes, I will work for it, and I'll prove that I deserve it."
然后犹太人说，对，我要啊，但是我要工作，我要显明我就配得这个祝福的。
And the Gentile says, I don't deserve it, but Jesus said that if I believe him, his blood will shed, will cover my sin. So I choose to believe, and the Jew says, I choose to work.
所以在这边的外邦人说呢, 我不配得, 但是我知道耶稣有应许, 我信靠他呢, 他的血就遮盖我的罪, 我就得着神的祝福。 所以你看这两群人呢, 左边这群说呢, 我也要, 但是我要工作来换取, 右边说呢, 我要, 我相信, 我就得着了。
Who's going to get the blessing?
谁能最后得着呢?
The one who comes God's way.
那右边那, 按照神的方法, 到神那边去的人。
And the one who says, I'm going to go my own way, I'm going to work, I'm going to show you that I really am good.
那一群说, 我要用我自己的方法, 我要证明看, 证明给你看, 我是义的, 那一群人呢?
So you remember the story that the Lord Jesus told, don't you?
那群人就失散了，所以你记得耶稣基督讲这个故事。
He said two men went into the temple to pray one day.
他说有两个人呢，有一天去圣殿祷告。
And one man was a Pharisee.
一个人呢，他是法利赛人。
Now the Pharisees were the people like the Apostle Paul before he became a Christian.
法利赛人呢，就是像使徒保罗得救前的扫罗那个样子。
And they really did try to keep the laws.
他们很努力地想守神的律法。
So the first man went and he prayed, and this is what he said.
那一个人呢，他法利赛人来到圣殿，这是他祷告的方式。
He said, I thank you that I'm not like other people.
他说，神啊，谢谢你啊，让我不像那些人。
He said, I pay tithes.
他说，我呢，十一奉献。
He said, I fast two or three times a week.
我一周呢，禁食两三次。
He said, I am really good. Thank you, Lord, that I am really good.
我真的还不错，谢谢你啊，你让我还真的挺好的，主啊。
And the other man, he simply bowed his head.
另外一个人呢，他只是远远地低着头。
And he said, God, would you be merciful to me, please? I am a sinner.
他说呢，他说神啊，求你怜悯我啊，因为我是个罪人。
And then Jesus asked the question, which one went away justified?
所以耶稣就问门徒，谁最后得着义了呢？得着称义了呢？
And the answer is the publican with his head bowed, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. He's the one who got his sins forgiven.
所以恰恰相反，是后面那个跟神说，哎呀，求你怜悯我，我是个罪人的，他得救了。
But the other man didn't.
那个 法利赛人没有得救。
All right, so the next question is, what happened to the Jewish man and the Jewish people?
所以下一个问题是呢，对于犹太人，他们最后发生了什么呢？
Verse 7 continues, the others were hardened.
就是第七节最后的那一段了，其余的就成了顽梗不化的。
Okay, as it is written, God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes so that they could not see, and ears so that they could not hear, to this very day.
就如经上所记，神给他们昏迷的心，眼睛不能看见，耳朵不能听见，直到今日。
Okay, so I've got some weeds in my garden.
我的花园里呢有一些野草。
I went into my garden about 2 months ago.
2个月前呢，我去我的花园里。
To pull out the weeds.
去拔这些野草。
I was amazed how easily they came out.
我发现它们长得真快呀。
The water, the ground was just soaking wet.
然后这个土啊，其实就很湿那个时候。
And the frost had been in the ground often.
Frost?
Frost.
Okay, 就霜啊，经常在地上。
And I simply stooped down, grabbed a little clump of grass, pulled it up. All the roots came out. Everything came out fine.
然后我去拔的时候，连根拔，通通拔起来了。
Okay. Now, when was the last time we had a good rain?
我们上一次有这边下雨什么时候?
2-3 weeks ago?
2-3个星期前吧，差不多。
Now, if I go to my garden now and pull out the weeds, what's going to happen?
如果我现在去我的花园里把野草拔出来会怎么样？
Well, the ground is hard. It's dry and hard. And I try to pull the weeds out and the roots break off and I can't... It doesn't work. What's happened is that since then, when I should have pulled all the weeds, since then, the ground has got hardened, and it's hard to get the weeds out now.
所以他想告诉我们呢，就是在两三个星期前他想去拔的时候呢，那时候土是很湿的，他一拔就全部拔掉了。现在他再去拔呢，那些野草是要拔断的。根是拔不出来的，因为在这样的两周里面呢，土全结硬了。
What's happened to the Jewish people?
那对于犹太人发生了什么呢？
They heard the message, and 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 their hearts got harder and harder and harder.And harder.
所以犹太人就是每一次他听了信息，又听了信息，又听了信息，每一次他的心就越变越硬，越变越硬，越变越硬。
Now, the story is told in Romans chapter 9 about the man whose name was Pharaoh.
就像第九罗马书九章讲到的那个人法老。
And Pharaoh heard the message of God and said no.I don't want the Lord. Who's the Lord? I'm the boss around here.
所以法老呢，就也听了福音的信息，他都听见了，但他的反应是不，谁是神？我才是神，我是有埃及的神。
And his heart began to get a little harder.
他的心呢，就在这个过程中变硬了。
He said, if there's a God, I need more evidence.
也相当于他说呢，如果有个神，我还要看更多的证据。
And so God gave him more evidence.
神也呢又给了他一些更多的证据。
And as God gave him more evidence, he said no.
然后他
And his heart got harder.
然后神给了他这个证据以后，他又说不。这时候呢，他的心又比以前更硬了一点。
And then he said no again.
所以他又说了不。
And his heart got harder.
他的心又更硬了一些。
It's interesting if you study the story.When he first said no, he called in his wise men, and they were actually able to do a miracle.
所以呢，当他第一次啊，你看法老实在的时候呢，第一次他说不的时候呢，他也把他的一些术士啊也招进来了，那些术士也能做一些神迹的。
And I think Pharaoh said, "I don't believe in God. I believe in science."
像法老说，相当于说，我不相信神，我相信科学。
My scientists can do that. I don't need to believe in God.
我也能招一些人做一点这个神迹。
So God gave him some more evidence, and some more evidence, and some more evidence.
但是神呢，又给了他多一点，又多一点，再多一点的证据。
And then his scientists came to him and said, "Excuse me, Pharaoh, but..." That's God who is speaking. We can't do it. It's God who is doing this, Pharaoh.
然后直到某一灾呢，他的术士啊，就他的所谓的科学家来了，跟法老说呢，这事儿呢是神做的，我们已经再做不了了。所以他的术士就对。
So much for his argument that science was the answer to the problem.
所以，这个我们地上的科学家的答案不是能够
And then he continued. God gave him more evidence. God called him more often, and he hardened his heart and hardened his heart. And the farther he went, the harder his heart got.
然后呢，每一灾呢，神都会让他看见更大的证据，更大的证据。然后法老的每一次的选择都是不，每一个选择之后呢，他的心就更硬了一些。
Finally, his scientists came to him and said, Pharaoh, can't you understand what's happening to us? Our whole country is falling apart.
最终呢，他的臣仆啊，他那些科学家们也跑到法老面前来说，你还没看见这就是神的作为吗？你再这么心硬下去，我们整个国家就完了。
And Pharaoh said, no.
然后法老说不，就是不。
Okay. Two things happened. Because...Pharaoh said no. His heart got harder because he hardened his heart.
所以呢，两件事情在发生。正是因为法老每次都选择不，所以他的心呢越来越硬。所以这样的硬的过程是他自己的选择。
But God said, "I'm watching you, Pharaoh."
然后另外呢，神说呢，法老，我在看着你。
And God said, "Listen, Pharaoh, I have decided that I am going to harden your heart."
所以呢，神说呢，那法老，我要现在也让你的心越来越硬。
Okay, if God decides He's going to harden your heart, what do you think is going to happen to your heart?
如果神决定让你的心变硬啊，你觉得你的心会怎么样？
It's going to get very, very hard.
这会非常的硬。
所以就是一开始是那个，他自己心硬，后面是上帝看他心硬，所以
让他
的心更
硬。
就是这个 verse 就是指后面的那个。
Yeah. So
the question
is. 写着上帝让他心更硬。Yeah. So at the beginning it's Pharaoh's decision.
Yes.
And then God decided to harden Pharaoh's heart.
Yes.
So this verse, verse 8 means the God's work to harden Pharaoh's heart. Is that right?
Yeah, God gave them a spirit of stubborn eyes so that they could not see.
That's right.
God gave them.
God gave them a hard heart.
So if you are stubborn, and later God will add the stubborn on you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's a very, very, it's a very sad situation. Sometimes even in life, we get a situation like that. Have you ever opened the newspaper and seen an ad? And the ad says, buy this product, you'll get it 50% off.
那生活中常会碰到这样的情形，比方说你打开报纸，看见一个广告。上面说呢，你买这个产品就打五折。
Okay, and you say, well, maybe I should do that.
你会说呢，没准我可以去买啊。
So 2 days later, you read the same ad and you say, oh, maybe I should do that.
那两天之后呢，你又看见这广告，你说，哎，我真的应该去买。
And then finally you go to the store.
然后最终你去店里面。
And what do they tell you in the store?
然后店里面怎么告诉你呢？
They say, sorry, all sold out.
店里面说，哎呀，不好意思，都卖完了。
Oh, you say I never should have waited.
你说，哎呀，我真不应该等啊。
Sometimes the management in the store will say, we've offered this for 2 days, now we're going to put the price back up, and the bargain is no longer available.
所以比方说呢，店主他会这样。就他只是两天之内呢，给一个五折的价格，然后他会之后呢，把价格回到原来的价格。
All right, so you hear the message of the gospel today.
所以今天呢，你听见了神的福音。
What if you were to say no, and then you were go out onto 16th Avenue and you got hit by a truck and you die?
假设呢，你听了，你说不，然后出门呢？你被车撞了怎么办呢？
Would you be able to get your sins forgiven after you die?
你能在死了以后能让你的罪得着赦免吗？
No.
不可以的。
As a matter of fact, there's a very sobering verse. And it says that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back one day. And when he comes, he's going to come to the sky...and he's going to take all the Christians to heaven.
所以有一个经文提到呢，有一天呢，耶稣会再回来。他来的时候，他在空中会把所有属神的孩子呢都提走。
That's going to be a big deal in the world.
这在全地呢会是一件特别大的事。
And the world is going to say, what happened? Where did all those Christians go? Everybody's going to wonder.
然后地上会说，哎，这发生了什么呢？这些基督徒都到哪里去了？
But the world leader at that time, whose name is the Antichrist, is going to come up with a lie to explain what happened to all the Christians.
那个时候地上的统治者就是敌基督了啊，那他会告诉每一个人一个谎言来解释这件事。
And really, we've got to read the verse. I just can't remember where it is. I'm looking it up. I'll tell you the story as I look it up. But the verse says that God is going to respond to the people who are left on the earth, and he is going to cause them to believe the lie.
所以呢，有一节的经文呢，就是神会使地上当时的人呢，他是生了一颗信从谎言的心啊。
All right, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
贴后啊，提摩太前后书二章，生发一个信从谎言的心。贴后，帖撒罗尼迦后书二章。
2 Thessalonians chapter
十一节啊 ，eleven 呢？
What? Yes, verse 11. That's right.
十一节，贴后的二章十一节。
All right, 2 Thessalonians 2, we'll read verses 11 and 12. First of all in Chinese, then in English.
好，我先帮大家用中文读一遍啊，十一节和十二节，贴后二章。故此，神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎，使一切不信真理到喜爱不义的人都被定罪。
Yes, I guess we better go back to verse 10 as well.
我们可以先读一下第十节，并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救。
It says these people are in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. So the truth comes to people. And they listen to it, and they refuse the truth.
所以呢，现在第一发生的事呢，是真理到了人这里，然后他们也听见了，但他们决定不要拒绝那真理。
They know that they could believe the truth and be saved.
他们也知道他们可以相信这真理得救。
They know that they should love that truth. It's so wonderful.
那他们也知道他们要爱这真理啊，因为这真的很好。
But they refuse the truth.
但他们就选择了拒绝。
Verse 11.
所以十一节就来了。
For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion.
所以神就给了他们一个生发错误的心啊。
So that they will believe a lie.
就他们能够相信谎言。
Okay. God sends them delusion. They cannot believe the truth. God said you could, you could, you could, you wouldn't, you wouldn't, you wouldn't, and then he says now you can't any longer. And the lie is going to be there, and God is going to blind the eyes so that they cannot see through the lie.
所以呢，正是因为他前面屡次的拒绝神的真理啊，到一个程度呢，神就真的让他眼瞎了，然后再看不见真理。
And so all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but delighted in wickedness.
使一切不信真理到喜欢不义的人都被定罪。
So God says, I offer you the truth. I'm offering you the truth. But if you continue to say no, you'll cross a line one day. And when you cross that line, you won't be able after that.To believe the truth.
所以这里面神告诉我们，就他会一直的把真理给你，那他会有一条线的，就跨过了这条线以后呢，这个人就再没办法回来，就没办法再能够信。
Is that scary?
这是不是有点可怕
？You say, yeah, that's scary.
You 说这有点可怕。
I don't want to get to the wrong side of that line.
你说我不希望我能够越过那条线。
So, what happened to Israel?
那对于以色列人发生什么了呢？
Well, in a general sense, as a nation, they crossed that line.
所以总体来说呢，他们作为一个国度啊，国家来，整体国家来说，他们已经越过了那条线。
And therefore, as a nation, they were cut off from the ability to follow God.
所以在那个时候的犹太人呢，按照一个国家来说，他们就像一个枝子一样被砍下来，不再跟随神。
Now that doesn't mean to say that every Jew was cut off from that ability.
这不等于每一个单个的犹太人都是被砍下来。
But it does mean the nation was.
但作为一个国家来说，的确是这样。
Remember, when Paul is writing this, he's saying, "Remember, I too am Jewish."
啊，你要记得保罗刚才讲，他说我真的我自己也是犹太人。
God didn't cut me off.
但神没有把他砍掉。
But God, as a nation, has cut Israel off.
但作为犹太人，作为一个整体，的确。
So I've told you that we've been at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel for many, many years.
所以我告诉大家，就我们这个教会历史已经有很多年了。
And many people have become Christians here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
很多人就在这里得救信主的。
And so I go down the nationalities: many Chinese and Koreans and Japanese. That's right. And you keep on going down the nationalities. Okay, and the question is, any Jewish people become Christians here?
比方说呢，我们可以在这里数啊，不同的国家，这边有中国在这得救的，日本在这得救，韩国在这得救，很多很多国家，我们一个个数，但是我们也数不到犹太人。
And the answer is yes. Yeah, not many.
数到，但是真的不多。
Jewish people have crossed the border.
极少数的啊，数得到。
That's so wonderful.
很好。
Okay, so here's God's marvelous offer of salvation. It's to everybody. But if people continue saying no, 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 then after a while you say.
所以神的计划就是，如果你持续的说不不不不不，过一段呢，就过了那个线。
So God then had a focus in the Old Testament. And his focus was on the Jewish people. They were his demonstration project. He elected them to show the world what was happening. And his whole focus was on the Jews in order that they could tell the story to the rest of the world.
所以在那个时候呢，神的焦点啊，在那之前都在犹太人身上，他们就像一台戏啊。就演给世人看神的旨意是什么，来告诉全地的人呢，关乎神的道理是什么。
But the Jewish people as a nation said no. And God said, all right, I'm going to cause the Gentile people to be my elect to show my purposes to the world.
然后呢，到了耶稣的时代呢，这样的一个进程就发生了一个变化。犹太人作为一个整体，他跟神说不，我不要。所以神说好，那现在我要兴起外邦人来做我恩典的器皿，我要向他们行恩典。
What happened to the Jewish country after they killed the Lord Jesus Christ?
好，我们就可以回到历史上，你来想一想，犹太人自从杀了耶稣之后，他们的历史变成什么了？
Well, the temple and the city of Jerusalem and Judea and the whole nation over the next 80-100 years, it was all destroyed.
所以整个国家，耶路撒冷整个城，耶路撒冷里的圣殿，在当时的一小段时间以后，就全都没了。
There were a few Jews who lived there down through the centuries, very few.
也只有极少数的犹太人还活在犹大地那块地方了，未来的2000年里还活在那，非常少的。
They lived in hardship and poverty and often in slavery down through those years.
而且这些的年里呢，他们是生活在极度的贫穷、缺乏，甚至是奴隶的状态下，就还留在犹大地的犹太人。
All right, so we'll come back to that story in a minute, but verse 9.
我们等会儿再来看这个故事，我们先看一下第九节，回到罗马书十章的九节。
David said, May their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. May their eyes be darkened so that they cannot see and their backs be bent forever.
所以大卫也说，这是一节引用的诗篇的经文啊，愿他们筵席变为网罗，变为机间，变成绊脚石做他们的报应，愿他们的眼睛昏蒙不得看见，愿你时常弯下他们的腰。
Okay, rather. So they they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. They rejected the message of the apostles. And God said, all right, I'm going to harden you. And they were rejected as God's agency through which he was bringing blessing to the world.
所以正是因为他们说我不要我拒绝，所以神说好，那我给你们一颗生发错误的心，我让你们的心变硬，那他们就没再得着了，而相反呢，外邦人却开始得着了神的祝福。
Alright, so again the focus of all this is don't reject the message of the gospel. Say yes, it's a wonderful message. Say, Lord, I want you. I want to be obedient to you. I want you to take away my sins. I don't want to live in my sins, Lord. I believe you.
所以整个一段呢，你回到一个结论上，其实就是很简单一个结论，就是你不要拒绝神。你说主啊，我要接受你的救恩，我愿意得你的祝福啊，我愿意你赦免我的罪啊，我愿意。
All right, now verse 11.
好，第十一节。
Again, I ask, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery?
我且说，他们失脚是要他们跌倒吗
？What happened was that the Jewish people said no. Does that mean to say that there is no future for the Jewish people?
那犹太人说不，是不是他们未来就再没有盼望了呢？
And the answer is not at all.
答案呢也不是。
Rather, because of their transgression, salvation is come to the Gentiles to make Israel envious.
所以呢，因为他们的过失，犹太人的过失呢，救恩就临到了外邦人，就是要激动他们发愤，让他们嫉妒。
Okay, is God going to work with the Jewish people? Yes.
神是不是还要继续在犹太人里做工呢？答案是的。
Are his promises to the Jewish people all over?
神对犹太人的应许就没了吗？
No.
不是的。
It's just that he had to defer some of the fulfillment of those promises as he continued his other work because Israel refused the blessing.
所以因着犹太人拒绝神的祝福啊，所以神要把给犹太人的应许呢推迟一长段的时间，在这段时间神在外邦人里做工，但是在等候犹太人的时候到了。
The reason that is given here at the end of verse 11 is because of their transgression, salvation is come to the Gentiles to make Israel envious.
所以十一节在这里提的逻辑就是，因着犹太人的过失呢，救恩给到外邦人，给到我们。所以这样的一个事实会让犹太人发愤激动。
And so the Jewish people today say, you know, it's strange, but the Gentile people, the Christians, they take our Bible and they get the great blessings from the Bible. We don't get it. They're the ones who are getting the spiritual blessing.
所以今天的犹太人就常会有这样的看见，就是所以这些基督徒啊，这些外邦来的基督徒，他们拿了我们的圣经，他们得了我们的神一切的祝福啊，这个对他们来说是感觉很奇怪的，因为这个神最初是他们的神。
And they're beginning to say, you know, we made a mistake. We should have followed the Bible ourselves. The Gentiles, the Christians, are following the Bible because they follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got the Old Testament. We rejected Jesus Christ.They get the blessings we don't.
所以呢，他们就会认识到，哎呀，这我们是犯了错误啊！这本来应该是我们的祝福，但是因着我们的拒绝，因我们的心硬，我们没得着，那反倒外邦人相信的得着了。
And therefore, Paul says, verse 12.
然后紧跟着呢，保罗在十二节。
If their transgression, that is, if the fact that Israel sinned, means riches for the world, and their loss means riches for the Gentiles. How much greater riches will their fullness bring?
若因他们的过失哈，就为天下的富足，他们的缺乏为外邦人的富足，何况他们的丰满呢？
So what happened was that when the Jewish people said no to God, the Gentile people said yes. The result was that the truth of God went over from the Jewish people to the Gentile people, and the Gentile people were rich and blessed because of it.
所以当过去的两千年里是他们不要了以后呢，那外邦人就得着了。因着他们的拒绝呢，我们得着了丰盛的神的恩典和祝福。
So because they went down, the Gentiles were able to go up in blessing.
所以事实上呢，因为犹太人往下了，那外邦人反而往上了，在祝福里。
And Paul says, now what would happen if the Jewish people were restored to God? What would happen to the Gentiles then?
所以保罗在这里提了一个事情啊，他说如果犹太人又重新恢复了跟神的关系，那外邦人会怎么样？
He says, well, that's going to be even far more blessing.
那不是外邦人借着犹太人会有更大的祝福。
Okay, God is a generous God.
神是一个非常恩典的神。
And he wants to bless, and he wants to bless.
他是 一直愿意给祝福的神。
All right, so, verse 13.
13节说呢？
I am talking to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles.
他说我对你们外邦人说这话，因为我是外邦人的使徒啊，所以敬重我的职分。
He says, I make much of my ministry in the hope that I may somehow arouse my own people to envy and save some of them.
他说或者呢，我可以激动我骨肉之亲，就是犹太人发愤呢，好救他们一些人。
And that's what's been happening over the last 2,000 years. Many Jewish people have become Christians.
这也是在过去两千年里呢，虽然少，但还是有很多得救了犹太人。
But just a remnant.
但只是余数了，真的就是一小群。
Verse 15. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead?
若他们被丢弃，天下就得与神和好。他们被收纳，岂不是死而复生吗？
Okay, one day they're going to be revived spiritually. And when they are revived spiritually, amazing things are going to happen in this world.
In Christian or in Israel?
Both. When Israel is revived spiritually, the Gentile world will be blessed abundantly.
Okay.所以他这里在讲呢，有一天呢，犹太人呢，他们的属灵生命也会起来，他们跟神的关系会修复，在那个时候呢，全地受祝福的程度会更大。
So if verse 16, if the part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. If the root is holy, so are the branches.
那所献的新面若是圣洁，全团也就圣洁了；树根若是圣洁，树枝也就圣洁。
So we're not sure all the details of how this is going to work out.
我们也不知道呢，到时候会发生哪些事情的细节哈。
Let me tell you that first of all, God has been moving in the last 100 years, and the land of Israel is now occupied by Israel.
所以但我知道呢。在过去的100年里啊，发生了很多很重要的事。比方说呢，今天犹大地这块地方又重新被犹太人所居住了。
That has never happened before in the history of the world.
这个在1948年以前，近2000年里都没有人，都没有人。
An entire nation of people from a particular geographic location scattered.For 1,800 years, and they come back to exactly the same soil.
分散了1800多年的一个民族，最终又都回到他们最祖先居住的这块地方来。
Okay, that's right. Yeah, Nicole says that's impossible.
啊，这是不可能的。
It is only God could do that.
对，只有神可以做到这事。
What did he do? He brought them back to their own land. Are they spiritually revived?
所以他们做的神做了什么？神把他们的人的身体又带回到这个地上来，但是他们的属灵上有复兴吗？
No, they're not spiritually revived yet. But they are nationally revived.
但他们是国家为整体复兴了，但是属灵上还没有。
The question asked in this passage is God finished with Israel?
所以。我们现在的情形就能够回答当时保罗这句话：神对犹太人的旨意结束了吗
？And God says, "No, I'm not finished with Israel."
神说还没有，犹太人的旨意还没有结束。
I have chosen my election. I've chosen my plan to go through the Gentile people. But I've made promises to Israel, and I will fulfill those promises.
所以神虽然让他的选民啊，他的以色列人呢都散到各地去，但他对以色列的应许还在，他会达成这些应许的。
Now we're not sure all that's going to happen. We do know this.
我们不知道细节是什么，但我们有少部分事情是确实知道的。
There are a lot of Christian Gentile evangelists in the world today.
今天呢有很多外邦。
And they're teaching the Bible very well.
今天有很多外邦的传道士啊，在这地上，他们讲圣经讲得很好。
One day, God is going to raise up 144,000 Jewish evangelists.
那有一天呢，神会兴起144,000犹太的传道人。
Do you think they're going to be good preachers?
他们是不是很好的传道人呢？
They're going to go all over the world, 144,000 of them, and marvelous things are going to happen. Countless people are going to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
有很美好的事会发生，有很多的，他们会到全地去啊，很多的人会因他们的信息而得救，接受基督成为自己的救主。
And as a consequence of that,There will usher in ultimately the millennial kingdom. The Lord Jesus Christ will come back. He'll get rid of all the enemies, and the millennial kingdom will come in. And it will be in part because of the preaching of these marvelous Jewish preachers.
那因着这些的人的讲道，我们会进到一个千年的国度里去啊，所以最终的时候就会来临。耶稣就在那个当口会再回来。
All right, let's do verse 17.
我们来看十七节。
It says, if some of the branches have been broken off, and you, though a wild olive shoot, have been grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing sap from the olive root, do not boast over those branches. If you do, consider this. You do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in.Granted, but they were broken off because of unbelief, and you stand by faith. Do not be arrogant, but be afraid. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either.
十七节，若有几根枝子被折下来，你这野橄榄得接在其中，一同得着橄榄根的肥枝，你就不可向旧枝子夸口。若是夸口，当知道不是你拖着根，乃是根拖着你。你若说那枝子被折下来是特为叫我接上，不错，因为他们因为不信，所以被折下来。你因为信，所以立得住。你不可自高，反要惧怕。神既不爱惜原来的枝子，也必不爱惜你。
So the the Jewish people rejected Jesus, and the Gentile people accepted Jesus. So which one is better?
所以呢，犹太人呢拒绝了。我们外邦人的接受了，哪一个更好呢？
The Jews got into real trouble because they said we're better than the Gentiles.
所以犹太人因此得到大麻烦，他们说呢，我们比外邦人更好一些。
But the Gentile people could say, well, God rejected the Jew and he accepted us, therefore we're better than the Jew.
然后呢，如果外邦人这么想，他说，哎，神拒绝了犹太人，现在接受了我们，所以我们比犹太人更好一点。
And God says, no, we're not better than they are.We came in simply because we believe in Jesus.
所以神说不，不是因为我们比他们更好，是仅仅是因为我们接受基督。
We're not better than they are. The only reason we came in is because we know we're not good.
所以我们来唯一的原因是因为正是因为我们知道我们不好，我们才接受基督。
Therefore, don't get conceited.
所以不要因此而自高啊。
Don't go around pretending that you're better than other people.
所以千万不要觉得你比其他人更好一些。
The only thing you've got is salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ.
所以我们能得到的就唯一的就是救恩呢、啊，借着因着恩也本乎恩也因着信呢、啊，借着耶稣基督。
So a lot of people, even in the history of the world, who have said the Jewish people were very, very bad people, we've got to punish them.
所以历史上常有这样的情形。 人们会说，哎，犹太人真的很坏，所以我们要去惩罚他们。
In history, many people who call themselves Christians.
尤其是在历史上，还有一些人自
称为 persecuted the Jewish people.
自称为基督徒的人呢，参与到迫害犹太人的过程中来。
They did that because they refused these verses.
他们之所以这么做，就是他们没有听明白这些经文的意思。
We're not better than anybody. Certainly, we're not better than the Jewish people.
我们不是比任何人好，我们尤其不是比犹太人好。
Some people will even go so far as to say that the promises that were given to the Jewish people in the Old Testament have all been transferred to us as Christians today.
还有一种的神学观点就走得更远更偏了，说呢，在旧约给到犹太人所有的应许呢，全是转移给了今天的基督徒。
And that is not true. God made promises to Israel; they will stand.
这是完全不对的，因为神给了犹太人应许，他们会站立得住。
God makes promises to you, they will stand.
神也给了你应许，你也因此站立得住。
But the argument goes like this, and you'll hear it often.
这个逻辑是这样的，你也会常会听见。
It says that we had a rich father, Long and I, and he left...Lots of money to Long and lots of money to me.
假设呢，我们都有一个很共有，有一个很富有的父亲，他给了很留给我很多钱，也留给 Harold 很多钱。
Okay, and he left $500,000 to Long, and he had left $500,000 to me.
给了我五十万，给了他五十万。
But unfortunately, Long was a bad boy.
很不幸呢，我很不好，我不是个好孩子。
And Long.He just did lots of things that were bad.
我就做了很多不好的事。
So, I decided that because Long was a bad boy, all the money that Long should have got will come to me now.
正是因为我很糟糕呢，所以本来应该给我的钱呢，现在通通给了 Harold.
Because after all, Long's a bad boy.
因为不管怎么样，我是个坏孩子。
And therefore, I should get the money that Long got.
所以呢，他就得着了本来应该我得的那个份了。
And there are Bible teachers who will try to tell you that the church is going to inherit all that the Jewish people were going to get.
所以这就是有一些的圣经教师会这么教导，说今天的教会，今天的基督徒会继承所有神当时应许给犹太人的祝福。
But you see, the will didn't say, "I leave this money to Long if he's a good boy."
那你要会知道呢。这个最后父亲的遗嘱会说，这些钱我就是给我的。
The will says I leave this money to Long.
这个遗嘱不是说呢都给 Harold 的，也是给我的。
And Harold, you're in deep trouble.
所以 Harold,
you take all his money for yourself.
如果你把给我的钱通通 Harold 拿走了，那 Harold 就有大麻烦了。
Okay, God made promises to Israel.
因为神给的应许就是应许，它是不变的。
Will he fulfill those promises to Israel?
他会不会把给以色列的应许成就呢？
How do we know he will?
我们怎么知道他会成就呢？
Well, he already has.
他已经开始了。
1800 years after driving them all out of the country, he brings them all back.
1800年之久，一个民族离散那么久，他一样能把他带回来。
Do you think God's forgotten Israel?
你觉得神忘记了犹太人吗？
Do you think God has forgotten the promises he made to you?
你觉得神忘记了他给你的应许吗？
Do you think God has forgotten the warnings that he made to you and me?
神有没有忘记他在这里给你和我的警告呢？
No. See, God gives us not only promises, God gives us warning.
神不但给了我们应许，也给了我们警告。
And we've got to believe the promises.
所以我们要相信他的应许。
And we've got to turn around and run because of the warnings.
所以我们也在有这个警告的这个事情上要赶紧逃走，不要走。
He's God.
因为他是神呢。
He doesn't change.
他是不变的。
Whatever he says will stand.
他所说的话一定站立得住的。
And what's he say?
他说什么呢？
Verse 32 again.
32节。
God has bound all men over in unbelief to disobedience, so that he may have mercy on them all.
因为神将众人都圈在不顺服之中啊，特意要连续众人。
Are you guilty?
你有没有感觉很有罪呢？
Have you disobeyed?
你有没有悖逆过呢？
Have you been guilty of unbelief?
你是不是因为不信神而有负罪感呢？
What does he want to do?
神要做什么？
He wants to have mercy on you.
神愿意要你谦卑，好怜悯你。
But if he has mercy on you, he's going to deal with that disbelief. Sorry, with that disobedience. You must come back and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I want to obey you. You must change me.
所以他既然要连续众人，他就要那一切不信他的都要回来跟他说，我愿意要你的恩典啊，我愿意要你的祝福，求你赦免我。
All right, our time is gone again today.
我们今天时间到了。
So, we're glad that God kept his promises to Israel.
我们很高兴神持守了他对犹太人的应许。
We're glad, therefore, that he will keep his promises to us.
我们也很高兴他也一样会持守对我们的应许。
And therefore we say, Lord, I want mercy, please forgive me.
所以我们会跟主说，主啊，我要你的怜悯啊，求你赦免我。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that you are a true and faithful God.
主啊，我们要如此感恩，因为您是一位真神，是一位有信实的神。
We're acknowledging that you're the God of love and mercy.
因为您是有爱有怜悯的神。
And we're so thankful that you make your promises, you grant your warnings, and then you live up to those promises and fulfill your warning.
主啊，要谢谢您，您给了祝福，给了应许，也给了警告。您让您的应许和警告都一样站立得住。
And so, Lord, because of your faithfulness to your promises, we come to you now for mercy. And we say, Lord, you promise mercy for guilty sinners. I'm a guilty sinner. Please save me.
父啊，谢谢您，您的应许是您给到一切愿意承认自己罪的人以得救的恩典。我们盼望我们来到你面前说，主啊，我是一个罪人，求你怜悯我。
And so, Lord, we give thanks for all your kindness. We pray that you will bless us each one.
父啊，谢谢您，求您祝福我们在座的每一位。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
这样感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.